Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
So, how's your week going? We are back here in the studio. We've had a great week. Lots of things going on. As we shared in the last show, we're doing some experiments with some short-form content. So, check out, if you haven't listened to last week's show, to catch what we're now calling 5 Minutes to New Ideas. It'll appear in the fourth segment. It's a little bit of an experiment. We'd like to hear your feedback, so please listen to the entire show to get into the fourth segment. Check out that 5 minutes, part of giving you some sparking ideas that hopefully will drive and lead you to coming up with some new products, some new services, some ways to transform your business. As it's just one way we're trying to just change things up. As I've said many times in the past, you don't want to get yourself in a rut. You want to constantly innovate the way you innovate. And here at the show, we are constantly looking at ways that we can innovate the show to bring more value to you. So check it out. Give us some feedback. Let us know. This week's show is actually the result of a conversation that I had in a taxi cab in Austin, Texas. Most recently, a little while ago, I was in Austin for South by Southwest. I was giving or hosting a meetup, as they call it in South by Southwest, around neurodiversity hiring. How do you think about as a leader hiring those that are on the autism spectrum? Is just one example of neurodiversity. How do you think about hiring people on the autism spectrum to be employees within your organization? And where I'm CEO, we have a neurodiversity hiring program. And so South by Southwest was interested in having us share how we do that and the benefits we get from that, particularly around creativity and innovation. So I get done with the talk, go back to the hotel, grab my bags, hop in a cab, going to the airport. Got this young man driver from, I think it was Nigeria, if I recall correctly. And we got into a whole conversation, and I shared with him some of the work that my family does in Rwanda with our investments and entrepreneurs there. And he was asking a little bit about my background. I shared where I was at now and kind of my history. And then this driver just shifted the whole tone into almost feeling like I was being interviewed on the drive. And he was taking mental notes. He was asking about, you know, things that, you know, how did I get to be successful? How did it, you know, what lessons could I share with him? You know, he was driving a taxi basically to put food on the table and keep a roof over the head of his young family, but this was clearly somebody who had desires to do more than just be satisfied with what his current career outlook looked like. So we got to talking, and I was sharing some things with him, and we got to the airport, and we got stuck in traffic, but to be quite honest, I didn't care. The conversation was so engaging, me learning from his perspectives of what it was like, where he came from, and then being an immigrant and trying to find work and think about career, family. It just also reinforces that it doesn't matter where you are in the world. we all have kind of the same basic fundamental drivers, right? Of, you know, growing up, getting married, having families, providing, doing something that has impact, leaving a legacy, all those types of things. And so this driver specifically asked me about my kind of, you know, what were the things that I kind of followed as kind of my rules to live by that that I felt contributed to the success I had. And I didn't have anything planned. Now, some of you, if you've listened to the show for a long time, there was probably a show, I don't know, it's got to be 4 or 5 years ago where I talked a little bit about this. But to be quite honest, I really haven't thought about it recently. So I get on this plane, flying back from Austin to Colorado, and I actually sat down in my notebook and I started listing out kind of those things that are what I would call what are my personal rules to live by. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to share them with you. Now, some of these are innovation related. Some of them are totally not innovation related. And look, these are my rules. I'm not trying to project or push these on to anybody else. But I've shared them with a few people. People were keenly interested, asked if they were written up someplace. Is it in a blog post? Could they download it? So this is the form that I'm going to use to share what I think are kind of my personal rules, basically reverse engineering what kind of goes through my head. And I've documented down into my notebook on what I call the 7 rules to live by. Now, these are rules that I apply both to my personal and my professional life. I suffer from severe workaholic, right? I'm a recovering workaholic, and I still struggle with it, where if I'm not careful, I'll peg the needle onto the work side and in some cases actually sacrifice my personal side. So these are the 7 rules. Now we're going to go through it. I'm going to go through each one and talk a little bit about each one as we go forward. And as always, if you're in the car, don't worry. You do not need to take notes. These will be posted up on the show notes over at killerinnovations.com. And by the way, if you've got other ones or you got ones you don't agree with here, hop on over to Killer Innovations and put them down in the comments section of the show notes. We can have a conversation there, okay? So first one, the first of the 7 rules to live by is stay connected to the people who matter most. I learned this from Bob Davis, my early mentor. Bob was phenomenal at staying connected with people he'd worked with decades before. And this was back, you know, in the 80s. And early 80s, so this is pre-internet, pre-broad availability to email, Bob took it upon himself to constantly stay in contact. He would basically put people on a list, and he would, Bob, every 6 weeks, touch somebody on the top of that list. So he had probably like 15 or 20 people, and he would go out and touch them. And I learned this from him. Now, as we've progressed, we've got email, we got Facebook, and look, I don't think those count. I make an effort to actually call somebody or get a time scheduled with them to call and actually have a conversation. And it's not about, hey, do I want something from them or do I need their help on a project? It's just staying connected, hearing what's going on in their personal life, their professional life, how their kid's doing, you know, how's that new project that they're working on, just staying connected. And again, I don't constitute electronics as qualifying. Just sending, whipping somebody off in an email or sending them a Facebook message or something does not qualify. And this is one that's allowed me to stay connected to people, you know, for many, many years ago. Now, I've adjusted the list. I've added people to the list. I've taken people off the list over the years of my career. But I can tell you, the people that have been on the list are the ones that have had so much influence in me being able to progress my career. Because we had that more in-depth personal relationship, they knew what my desires were, they knew where I was at professionally, they knew kind of where my head was thinking, kind of thing I like to do. And when new opportunities came up, they actually approached me. And if I look back over probably the last, you know, four or five major jobs I've had, it wasn't ever me leaving and trying to go find the job. It was people in this network that I'd stayed connected to that had come back and contacted me. Number two kind of ties into that is listen more, talk less. When I reach out to these people or any conversation, people like to dominate talking. You know, look, we all like to talk about ourselves. But for you to be viewed really as somebody really interesting, it's really not about what you say, but it's about letting the other person talk and about listening and being active in the listening, asking questions about, follow-up questions to whatever they talked about. This is hard for me. Look, I'm standing in front of a microphone in my own professional studio that I had built in Colorado. My job functions, whether when I was CTO at HP or now CEO at Cable Labs, is about me out talking. So this is one that I actually have to work hard at, and I need to get better at it, and that is listen more, talk less. And at the end of every conversation, here's a general rule. Ask the people that you're talking to how you can help them. I always try to end the conversation with, hey, thanks for the time. Is there anything that I can do to help you? And that, again, injects, kind of reaches across the hand and says, hey, is there something that I can help you with? And that tends to wrap up the conversation. So stay connected to the people is number one. Listen more, talk less is rule number two for the seven rules to live by. Now, we've got five more to go through. We're going to continue on this conversation. We can test this next break. Don't go anywhere. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. We've covered two of the seven rules to live by. Let's pick up with number three. Number three is only make commitments you are truly committed to follow through on. Do not make false promises. Don't go out there and promise everything to everybody and then only do the ones that you are really, truly committed to. And this is one that is just more frustrating than anything else I've come across, where people have committed to do something. They're gonna make a call on your behalf or send you something, and then nothing happens. You know, radio silence. So this is one that I try to live by. And I look for the people that are my close network to always live by. Now, the flip side is I can look back on my career where I made commitments that I couldn't deliver on. I've made some commitments to people with all good intention, and then things come up and I couldn't deliver. And what I actually found is by stepping up and admitting that said, hey, I told you I could do that. I've looked into it. I just can't deliver that. I'm sorry. I know I made the commitment. I apologize. Is there something else that I can do to make this up? Because I know I promised this to you, but I'm not able to fulfill that commitment. Now, when I say only make commitments you are committed to follow through on, some people swing the pendulum so far the other way, which is they make no commitments. They always are using weasel words. Well, I'll try, or I'll look into it, or let me think about that. No, this is not. That's not the resolution to this. Make commitments, deliver, does not mean don't make any commitments, right? We all live by commitments. You commit to your spouse or significant others. If you've got kids, you make commitments to your kids to be at their ball games. In my case, my commitments nowadays mostly revolve around my grandkids. And, you know, Audrey, my oldest grandchild, she just turned 6. She's in kindergarten and being at her winter program at her school, right? Make commitments, deliver. Do not disappoint. The other one, number four here, is don't get hung up on credit. Early in my career, you know, so keep in mind the late 70s and through the 80s, there was this big battle within a lot of larger corporations around, you know, who got the credit for the idea. And again, I'll go back to Bob Davis. He was my mentor. He was the one who hired me when I would call into my true first job from college. And it was a company called Deltac in Naperville, Illinois. It was part of Prentice Hall Publishing. And Bob was a phenomenal mentor. I talk about him a lot in the radio show, and he's actually listed pretty high up on the dedication page in my book. My career wouldn't be where it is today without what Bob supported me on. And this is one of the things that he taught me, was not getting hung up on the credit. Credit will always find its natural owner, the person who should eventually get it, because other people will recognize it. And also, by not being grabby on the credit, the other people who are on the project are going to be more willing to actually portray that credit to you, to shine the light on the work that you did, if you're not grabby on credit. Now, this plays out especially important for innovation. Why? Because in innovation, it's all about ideas, and everyone wants to say, oh, I came up with that idea, right? When I joined the company I'm at now as a CEO, and I went to the first big conference, 800 people at this event up in Keystone, Colorado. And there's a key technology that the organization had invented a dozen years ago, long before I got here, right? And at this conference, so this would have been August of 2012, I had no less than two dozen people from inside the organization and outside the organization to introduce themselves to me and then claim to be the inventor, the one person who invented this technology. Two dozen people, no less, probably closer to 30 people came up, introduced themselves to me, and then to claim credit that they were the inventor for this technology. Now look, it's very rarely that any innovation comes from one person. There's inspirations, there's teams, and to be quite honest, when I look back, all of these people were involved in the early days. But again, it was a situation where everybody was kind of raising their hand saying they were the inventor, when in reality, it was probably all of them working together. Innovation is a team sport. And a team sport can also include things, technologies, innovations that were inspirations long before you got involved even in the project, in this case, myself. So don't get hung up on the credit. There's more than enough credit to go around. And this tends to be one of the big stumbling blocks for innovation, because it will actually kill any interest from other people to participate and contribute. And again, innovation's a team sport. So number four, don't get hung up on credit. Number five, which kind of plays into this, acknowledge others. Give out words of encouragement. And this is important if you're a leader. If you're leading an innovation team, or you're a manager or a director or a vice president, my case when I was CTO, or now that I'm a CEO, it is acknowledge others. You didn't get to the position you're in. I did not get to the position of being a CEO all by myself. There have been people who've had played a critical role in my success over the years, and it's on through their help I've been able to get to where I'm at today. At the same time, acknowledging that, giving the encouragement to other people who are earlier in their careers, mentoring, I find to be extremely, extremely satisfying. I go out of my way, for instance, and I have for years, even at HP, getting very involved with the interns. And in fact, you can go back and listen to some old shows, because when I was CTO at HP and I lived in Silicon Valley, I would actually select two interns every summer, and they would live with me at my house. And I called it reverse mentoring, because I didn't have, my kids were out of college, they were, newly married at that time, so I was kind of missing out on what was going on in the customer segments of college kids. So this was the best way for me to tap into that, by doing this reverse mentoring. And acknowledging them, giving them words of encouragement, and look, some of my interns have gone off to have absolutely mind-blowing, successful careers. And it's all because of them, not because of me. They did great work and they've achieved great things. But stepping out and acknowledging others, giving that words of encouragement, encouraging others is one way, one of the rules that I live by, or at least I try to live by. And I try to do this, I need to do this more and more. I tend not to do as much now just because of being busy and my travel schedules and et cetera. So this is one that I'm actually writing myself a note here on a piece of paper that I need to step up on and get better about. So again, stay connected, listen more, only make commitments, don't get hung up on the credit, and acknowledge others. So we've got two more to go. We'll do that right after we get back from this break.
Shop Lowe's for deals to help you save on those outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. For your lawn, get 50% off all Pennington One Step Complete. Pennington One Step is a grass seed mix that contains mulch, seed, and fertilizer to help you grow a dark green, drought-resistant lawn. Get yours today for 50% off. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through May 2nd while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See store for details. U.S. only.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com, BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. We're talking about the seven rules to live by. These are my rules. I'm not trying to project them on you, but these are the rules that I try to live by. So, number six, hug the haters. There is always going to be somebody out there that's going to be criticizing you or critical of what it is you're doing, or they just don't like you, right? We've all lived through it, whether it was in grade school, junior high school, whatever. And look, we have that in the workplace, particularly as you get to be more successful or you get to be higher profile. Social media has done a lot of really great things. But social media is also given a platform for the haters, for the trolls. So I say hug the haters. One is I kind of have this rule of what I call count to 10 before I respond. What I really mean is if someone, you know, criticizes me on Facebook or Twitter, or a reporter criticizes something that I said in an interview, whatever, I don't immediately respond. And in fact, for reporters, I never respond. Doesn't matter how harsh they are in the article they write, I'm not going to respond. Even in social media, etc., I will always typically wait for the day if I can, wait till the next morning, or count to 10, take a deep breath, get your perspective, and actually bring other people in to have them read it to see if you're reading it the same way. So I count to 10, and the other rule about this is always respond with compassion, not harshness, not rudeness, not name calling. Always respond with compassion. And as part of this, I have a kind of a sub rule around this, which is never, ever burn the bridge. Someone may have just really just stabbed you in the back. I mean, I've had people rip me off for money. Done all kinds of horrible things, and I've never, ever burned the bridge. You never know when you might need that bridge, or you might be able to rebuild that relationship at some point. I never view somebody as done something so horrible to me that I could never rebuild that relationship. So number six is hug the haters. Again, count to 10 before you respond. Always respond with compassion, and never ever burn the bridge. You can always rebuild the relationship. Now, what's number seven? This is the seven rules to live by. What's number seven? Number seven is create your own approach to prioritization. You're going to get lots of demands and requests on your time. As I shared earlier in the show, you know, I am a recovering workaholic. You know, I would do 80, 90-hour days. I could find myself constantly face down in my phone, work, and sacrifice my personal and my family in the process of that. So I have to set my own set of priorities that I use whenever I get a request for, you know, come to a speaking engagement, come teach a workshop, travel to some different location where it's going to take me 2 days to get there to coach or mentor a team. I have to have a set of priorities. You need to create your own set of priorities that says, where does this fit in to this? And it's a balancing act. You're never going to have it one way or the other. You got to have a balancing act. The prioritization process that I use, again, this is for me, but the prioritization process that I use is what I call the five F's. The five F's. The five F's are faith, family, friends, fitness, and finances. Let me go through that again. Faith, family, friends, fitness, and finances. Now, what do I mean by all this? Faith. My faith is incredibly important to me, but it's also very personal to me, right? But if I get this weird request that somehow it doesn't match with, you know, a faith system for me, then I don't get involved in it. You know, there's certain things like, you know, I don't drink, I don't gamble, but that's a personal choice for me. I'm not saying it's bad for everybody else. That's a personal choice for me. But I believe that if you know, that faith is important. Whatever religion or faith model, faith system you believe in, the great thing about our country is you can practice whatever it is you believe in. But for me, faith is important. It's number one. Number two is family. My wife, my kids, my grandkids. Right? Number three are my friends. That kind of ties back to rule number one, which is staying connected to the people who matter most. And those are my friends, right? So they're number three on my priority list. What is it I can do to engage, help, support, communicate with those friends? Number four is fitness, right? Look, life is not a sprint. Life is a marathon, right? And you don't want to, like, just burn out and suffer all kinds of health issues just by working yourself to death and not eating right, etc. Now, I will also be the first to admit, I'm not very good at this, right? My wife is incredibly good at this. She's, you know, watches her diet, she exercises, and her endurance to chase the grandkids around is far more than mine. And again, this is an area that I've got to work on, but it is an important one, so fitness. And then last is finances. Now, I put finances at the end of the five F's for a very specific reason. Because early in my career, when I was really, you know, off the scale on my workaholic issue, I put finance at the front, and I was able to rationalize, well, finances are important because that allows me to take care of my family, to, you know, donate to the charities that I want to be part of, to help friends who may run into financial troubles, and I can help them out a little bit, right? And allows me to, you know, quote, you know, do the fitness thing because I can afford to belong to a country club or whatever, right? We it's easy to rationalize by looking at dollars as the means to do everything else. And what I have found is by putting finances at the bottom, it takes care of itself. It's not something that I've, fortunately, you know, for the last couple of decades of my career, have had to think about, right? If I keep my priorities, if the work that I'm doing day in and day out is of, you know, if I've got high integrity, I execute, I deliver to my commitments, I don't get hung up on all the credit. I acknowledge others, encouraging others, share the credit so that they feel part of it. The finances take care of themselves. So my personal set of priorities, again, are faith, family, friends, fitness, and then finances. What I'm encouraging you to do is don't take my five F's if they don't fit for you, but create a set of priorities. So therefore, you have some form of a filter against all the requests that you have against your time, your energy, your emphasis, your investment of whatever. You need to have something, some filtering mechanism that you can apply to help you sort through so that you don't get screwed up by having a wrong set of priorities. And I'll be the first to admit, early in my career, I didn't have this, and I did not have a good set of priorities. And it took me a long time to kind of dig myself out of all the problems that caused for me and my family. So again, for me, it's faith, family, friends, fitness, and finances. So again, let's go through the 7 rules to live by one more time. Number 1, stay connected to the people who matter most. Number 2, listen more, talk less. I need to do more of that. Number 3, only make commitments you are committed to hold, follow through on. 4, don't get hung up on the credit. 5, acknowledge others, give words of encouragement. Number 6, hug the haters. And number 7, in my case, set your priorities. And for me, that's follow the 5 F's. I hope you found this useful as we wrap up this segment. In the 4th segment, we are continuing our experiment. We are creating a 5-minute essay, commentary, whatever you want to call it, where I share with you what I call 5 minutes to new ideas. This is a 5 minutes of sparking conversation to spark ideas for you to come up with new products and services in whatever organization, business, whatever you do. So think of it as a 5-minute brainstorm, so stay tuned. We're going to do that right after this quick commercial break. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. 1 out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by Y100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
As we continue our experiment of like finding ways to deliver more value to your listeners, here is this week's 5 minutes to new ideas. I've always been interested in graffiti, and I make a point to go out and photograph it whenever I'm traveling. It's an elaborate and sometimes quite visually stunning way of saying, I was here. This is who I was, and this is what I was thinking at the time. I remember visiting a small, obscure French castle on one of my trips, well off the tourist route. On the walls of the dungeon, someone had chiseled the outline of the hand and carved the words to the effect of, Pierre was here. It dated to the late 14th century. It's interesting that people have always felt the deep-seated need to announce their presence, no matter how fleeting our time is here on Earth. Now, fast forward to the early 1990s. I buy lots of completely random magazines when I'm traveling. Anything from Eastern European news rags to local magazines and newspapers. It's my way of constantly searching for new inspiration. Years ago, I picked up a copy of a magazine called Graffitosum in the Old Tower Record Store in Piccadilly Circus in London, now long gone. It's a magazine aimed at graffiti artists. The magazine showed pictures of graffiti art from all over the world, but also highlighted gallery exhibitions built around graffiti. What it considered by some as a crime was now being shown in galleries, being sold to early adopters, and eventually ending up on the walls of people's homes. Now, this was all interesting, and it appealed to my visual bent as a former architecture student, but it didn't necessarily herald that a big change was happening. Not long after, I became aware of a subtle shift was in the works. An early mobile application came out called Tag and Scan. Tag and Scan allowed you to leave your graffiti digitally. The app would let you type out a message, such as an opinion of a local restaurant, and digitally suspend it in front of the destination. Now, anyone standing at or near that spot with that app would see the message you left. This was graffiti set to maximum. It used to be that if a restaurant was tagged with unflattering graffiti, the owner could just scrub it off or paint over the top of it. But with digital graffiti, you could now leave virtual message and the owner couldn't do anything about it. This transition from obscurity to the edge of mainstream was the first hint of something new. Transitions like this are hard to see, but when you do find them, jump on it. The Tag and Scan application was an early experiment and was limited to a small section of London, but I could feel that it was a program that was giving a hint to something much, much bigger. Today, we have seen an explosion of location-based services. They are the direct successor to Tag and Scan, and they tap into that same desire to be known, to be remembered, to have your opinion felt and heard, the same desire that causes people to chisel their name in a rock or tag a wall with an aerosol can. This action fed a human need to be known. Nothing is worse than being anonymous and unnoticed, and each of those examples evolved from the thing that came before it. This leap from physical to digital graffiti was a catalyst to all kinds of location-based services. And as I look back, I can now see the subtle hints that something was about to change. The holy grail of innovation is seeing what your customers are going to need and want in the future, even if they themselves don't know it yet. And to see it before anybody else, you need to identify what I call the weak signals. These weak signals will give you the heads up that something radical and possibly uncomfortable is coming your way. They are the canary in the innovation coal mine. Of course, the trouble with weak signals is that they are exactly that, weak. They are easy to ignore. It is human nature to tell yourself, oh, nothing is going to happen with these trends. The world is just going to stay the same. Which is why I'm not telling you about my big launch and hugely successful product that is a direct descendant of Tag and Scan. Despite my fascination with the graffiti culture, I miss the ways in which I was here sentiment could be adapted to social technology. Now, the excuse I use is that this oversight was more to do with the slow pace of adoption rather than underestimating the importance of the graffiti mindset. Keep in mind that we are talking about a weak signal that took almost 15 years to go from fringe to broad adoption. It's easy to get distracted and fall into that trap of thinking that it will never make it. So how do you find these weak signals? You're not going to find them on the front page of the newspaper or in an industry analyst report. If you're pitching me an idea that you already seen and has been covered by an analyst report, forget it. You are too late. If you're pitching me a weak signal that you uncovered during a customer conversation or found in an obscure magazine or local paper you picked up on a layover on the other side of the world, then I'm interested. A weak signal is something that seeps into society almost unnoticed. One week you've never heard it, the next it's a fitness or shopping craze that all your friends have signed up for. The question you need to keep asking is, how can I take advantage of emerging trends and fads? To help you answer this question, ask yourself, what hints are you getting about changes in customer behavior, product innovations, or shifts in the marketplace? What non-standard input, such as inspiration, such as reading fringe magazines, do you use as a way to find weak signals? And number three, how do you share these emerging trends within your organization? By asking the right questions and keeping all your senses open, you can uncover those weak signals. I'm Phil McKinney, and thanks for listening. First off, I just want to say thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us today. We'd love to have your feedback and comments, both on this new segment and segment four, but also on the entire show. Hop on over, add your comments over at killerinnovations.com in the show notes, or better yet, join us over at the Innovators Community. That is theinnovators.community. That's an online Slack area where you can become part of the conversation with other leading innovators from around the world. That includes chief innovation officers from large corporations down to startups. It includes professors, academia, government officials, all those interested in how to take advantage of innovation to achieve their objectives. So hop on over and check that out. Also, if you've got any suggestions for guests, drop me a note at phil@killerinnovations.com. With that, we're going to wrap up this week's show. Thanks for your time. Have a great week. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,